You're listening to Win the Day with James Whittaker.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, this is the number one podcast to help you win the day every day. Here's your host, James Whittaker.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Win the Day Wednesday. Before we begin, a quick note to let you know that the Win the Day Accelerator is out now. You'll get a detailed action plan to find your purpose, achieve any goal you want, upgrade your daily routine, build a network of influential people, overcome adversity, and use it as a strength, and much, much more. It's comprehensive, simple to follow, and will change your life forever, guaranteed. So order the Win the Day Accelerator now and find out why it's been called one of the most transformational online courses ever created. Go to success.com/win or click the link in the show notes to get access to the limited time offer we have for the Win the Day Accelerator. All right, let's get into today's mini-sode. Now, today we're going to talk about an interesting concept, and that's the difference between saving time versus investing time. Most people know that we can spend and invest money, but very few people think about applying that to the time they spend. Now, if you spend time wisely, you think about what investments you can make today that are going to give you an exponential return over time. Think about that in your health. Think about that in your career. Now, if you want an example of what that could look like, I want you to think about any task that you do repeatedly. So for me, a good example of that would be my podcast. Every single week, I have an episode come out. It's a solo mini-sode like the one you're listening to now. And then the week after, it's an interview style episode like the one you heard last week with Nina Olk. So every week, you get a brand new podcast episode to listen to. But if I hadn't invested my time in creating processes and systems for that podcast, there's no way that we could have got to 159 episodes, and there's no way that we would have been able to produce episodes for more than 4 years. And that's why consistency is the most important thing that content creators struggle with. If you don't have a process for consistency, which you would invest your time to create, you will inevitably reach a point where life gets in the way, or you might be sick, or you might be traveling that week, and you've failed with the goals that you've set for yourself. And if you can apply that mentality to every goal you want to achieve, or to think about it more directly, if you give a half-assed effort in what you're doing, you're going to get a half-assed result, and your motivation is going to dip, and that's when you find yourself either back at square one or back to the drawing board to come up with a better plan. So with every single podcast episode I create, every single one, I think about what I can do to increase the quality while also producing it faster. Quality and speed. What can I do to increase the quality while also producing it faster? Quality and speed is the name of the game, and I don't really want one without the other. What's the point of me being able to increase a podcast episode faster if the quality of it is going to deteriorate? So it's very important that they move forward together. Now, that focus every single episode means I'm constantly looking at ways of upgrading the already very strong processes we have to get these tasks done. Because behind the scenes of every podcast episode, there are dozens, more than 80 tasks that need to be completed, from liaising with the recording studio and the guest, to conducting the interview, to editing the content for its finished product and dozens of shorter clips, then distributing that content in various forms so it can be heard and consumed by as many people as possible. The tools we use for that are Google Docs for templates, Asana for checklists and workflows, Calendly for guest logistics, and Slack for managing the internal comms with my team. It took a lot of time to set those things up, and also obviously a bit of a learning curve to get comfortable using those different things, but that was an investment. If I didn't make that investment, I would be spending far more time over the long run trying to produce an episode that would be nowhere near as good. To give you a bit more context on this concept of operational efficiency for any repeated or significant task, because it's so important, here's a clip from episode 148 with Nick Sonnenberg.
People don't think enough about saving versus investing time. An example I also use is, imagine you have this sink that's broken and water is overflowing. A lot of people just take out the mop and start mopping up the floor. Say it takes you a minute to mop the floor or an hour to patch the pipe. You know, a lot of people, it's just quicker to do to mop it. And sure, in the moment it is quicker, but if every day you got to spend a minute, after 60 days, you'd have been better off patching the pipe. So a lot of these things that we're talking about here, you have to be willing to do that investment, but knowing that you're that after a certain period of time, you're going to be saving in perpetuity X minutes or hours, and you have a break-even point after a certain time. And so, of course, things come up. There might be an urgent deadline, and you just can't patch the pipe today. But you have to be aware that you're making a conscious choice, and you can't always just take out the mop, because if you do, you are signing up for a life of just mopping.
To give you another example, I've got a friend of mine who just signed his highest paying client yet for an agency that he runs. Now, this client came to him with a whole bunch of unrealistic demands over the deliverables. It's basically like they looked at the deliverables and expanded them tenfold. So my friend is in a situation where he wants to do the best job he possibly can for the most valuable client he's ever had, but he simply doesn't have the capacity to be able to do this. And of course, this was not what they had agreed to in the initial terms. So he was having all these meetings and trying to figure out all this other stuff. But I gave him a quick little tip along the theme of what we're talking about in this episode. I said, make sure you spend a couple of hours updating the processes that you have on your end so this never happens again. Think about what you can do to update the client docs. What can you do to create processes and workflows so it's very clear what the deliverables are? And if they want anything expanded in terms of those deliverables, that here's where they can go to be able to do that. And then a revised operating agreement would be prepared. So it's things like that that you can do to make sure that you're investing time now, even though you're in the thick of it, because obviously all you want is a great result, which is exactly what the client wants as well. So to finish, I want to ask you one simple question. Are you signing up for a life of mopping with what you're doing now? Or are you investing your time for a life of exponential growth? The choice should be a simple one, and whatever you choose will have significant ramifications on your life. That's all for this episode. Make sure you check out episode 148 with Nick Sonnenberg if you haven't already. He's got an incredible mind, not just for the tactics of operational efficiency, but also the strategy side of it too. That's all from me. Get out there and win the day and invest your time wisely. Onwards and upwards, always.